This is the 1895 Podcast, official podcast of Shelburne FC, bringing you news, views and interviews from inside Tolka Park, Dublin's finest since 1895. Here's your host, Stephen Duty.
Welcome to the 1895 Podcast, the official podcast of Shelburne Football Club, bringing this pod to you from O'Reilly's Bar in Gibraltar. Ben, we're here after all those years, after all the chat about going to Europe, and we want to go somewhere sunny. Sure is sunny here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really the usual setup. Not looking across seeing you in the studio making faces at me, trying to make me laugh while I speak, or sitting in the room doing the old Zencaster job while I'm
in the box room.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting in O'Reilly's Bar, looking out on a marina, load of boats, very, very, very sunny. It's like 26, 27 degrees.
Yes, something along that lines.
And I still get to look at you, so.
Yeah, lucky you. Look at my sweaty forehead.
Blessed.
Come on, sorry.
It's a different setup, but it's a great setup, and it's one that's been a very long time coming.
Yeah, if I could record the pod from here every week, I'd be a very happy and much more tanned man. Travel day was yesterday, Ben. We travelled on the Spruce Moose. We left at, what was it? We in the airport for 7:45? Yeah. And it was a long enough old day of travel, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a grand old travel day. Got to the airport, met up with everyone. We were on time, thankfully, so yeah. No fines issued there.
I didn't sleep a wink the night before because I was worried that I was going to sleep out. Yeah,
I was so giddy as well. Like, I left my clothes out for the airport. Had them all laid out
like the first day of school.
Yeah, it's socks and all. It's like socks, one sock on each shoe, the shorts,
I forgot to pack my socks in the end. I had to take a little trip down to Marks and Spencer's this morning.
Yeah, I don't know how any man could forget to pack socks and jocks on a holiday. I feel like that's the first thing that goes into your bag. Well, maybe because you're not on a holiday. It is a working
capacity. That bit of it is a bit weird, isn't it? Like, it's not really a junket for us. Like, you're kind of...
Yeah, like, we got up this morning, you came down to the room, and we basically had a meeting about...
The first ever Shell's media team meeting.
Yeah.
It's never been one of them before.
We had a meeting about our day, and we made a schedule. Like, we have so many... plans for, like, we have a social calendar of what to do, where to do it, who's shooting it and who's looking after it, and it's a really busy time, but like, these are the things you really need, because look, you need to document this stuff. As good as, you know, our last experience in Europe probably was, it isn't as well documented. So I think with technology, with everything we have now, like, you've no excuse not to document it. So
yeah, it's something I meant to say on last week's pod, actually, that, like, without being cheesy and going down that road, but enjoy every single... Is he calling you? No, there must be another Ben. Never mind. This stuff is all very foreign to us because we've been so long out of Europe, but I don't really... Like, the furthest I went on a European trip was Glentoran, so, like, I didn't even get out of the country, really, for a European game. But enjoy every single second. If you are lucky enough to get a ticket and you're travelling, like, make the absolute most of it, because this could just be, it could be gone. Like in 06, 1 minute it was there, next minute it was 18 years away. So enjoy every minute of while you're here. There's a couple of Reds knocking about, Ben. Not as many as I thought.
Yeah, maybe they're saving themselves. Maybe they're getting the first layer of tan in.
Yeah.
Which is... yeah, probably a smart.
Should say we're recording in kind of mid afternoon, so could still be a few people in bed after last night, I'd imagine. A few people overindulging our first night away on holidays, make the most of it. So can't be blamed for that.
It's been really positive. Like, the travel day was good.
Bit of a rocky landing, I would say.
Yeah, little bit bumpy.
The paper airplane was fine all the way along. I know people have been on those charter planes before and they're like, oh, very rocky, you feel every bit of it. Actually wasn't that bad until we came into land. It was Ben's trying to correct chop a fly there away from himself.
Yeah, I got it in the end.
I actually had a cockroach that was annoying me last night. So just beware of the cockroach. That fucking bastard's coming at me now as well. That's what I kept saying. I've lost my train of thought now.
You fighting off a load of cockroaches.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what happened.
You were talking about a plane and then cockroaches then fly.
Yeah, we
just
went
stop
out.
Talking about
we
insects.
Went out for a walk yesterday evening and I got eaten alive by cockroaches. I think I killed most of the population of cockroaches in Gibraltar. Yeah, Gibraltar Airport is an experience as well. I know some people are going to Malaga and driving down or busing down or whatever, but if you're lucky enough to fly into Gibraltar, it's not much, is it really?
No, it's not. It's my first experience with the accent here.
Oh, it's mental. The accent's crazy.
Well, but you got a Spanish, how are you, mate?
Yeah, he was like, I think his name was Julio, and like you're expecting the kind of the broken English, and then all of a sudden he just came out with the Scouse accent.
Yeah, it was a bit mental.
Very, very strange. Look, I suppose the football end of things, Ben, it was a magic night last Thursday, wasn't it? Magic.
Yeah, it was one of those that, like, you never know if the expectations are going to meet reality.
Mm-hmm.
In that, like, you've longed for it for so long, you've waited for so long, you don't know if it's going to be all it's cracked up to be, and can confirm it is way better than anything you could expect. Especially for, look, there's a lot of new Reds and this is new to them as well, and it's a great experience. It's something you have to enjoy, but a lot of people have suffered through a load of shite to get here.
Yeah.
Pardon my French, but
we're in Spain, it's fine. Oh well, where are we, in England or Spain? That's a bit of a touchy one. We're in Gibraltar.
Your wife might get onto you there, Roger.
Yeah. That's dodgy grounds. Yeah, sorry. We're in Gibraltar.
Yeah, so it's something that, like, a lot of people waited a long time for. So you're like, will this be good? But it's just, it was extremely, extremely emotional. Like, as the teams came out, we obviously stood, due to your comments for myself and Darren stood over at the tunnel, which was where we normally stand, just because we were sanctioned to stand there, which was actually great, because I don't think there was a seat for us anyway.
Yeah, no, there wasn't.
So we were allowed to stand there, and we stood as the team came out. I did get a little bit emotional, a little bit teary-eyed, kind of turned away from everyone, just because, like, you're there with your Johnny Watson, Graham Watson, Carl Watson, you have Darren beside me, like, people that have suffered through an awful lot of shite. And I thought if I looked at my brother, I'd probably burst into tears.
Yeah.
And then the goal goes in, then I definitely couldn't look at him, because your 18-year wait is
satiated. 27 seconds.
The 27-second goal, so, yeah, that's stuff of dreams, isn't it? Like, it's,
it was just so emotional.
I don't think I could have dreamt it up better.
No, it was perfect. And like, the manager spoke about it after the game, about how emotional the day was for him. Conor Kearns mentioned about emotion and like trying to kind of park it and treat that as another game. But the players seem to have a real grasp of, I know this probably comes through Duffer, I'd say, and obviously having the likes of Davey Mack, who has played here, Skins has played here, Paul Skinner, like, they seem to realise what it means, if that makes sense. They seem to know just how bad things were.
Yeah, they kind of get the sense of the club, I think. Well, like, speaking to fans, speaking to people within the club that have been there through thick and thin, they do kind of understand it. Like.
Mm-hmm. It's, I kept thinking about, who was that? Adam, come here.
Adam, welcome to the 1895 podcast.
Stand there so the mic can pick you up.
I didn't know you were recording.
Yes.
We're doing the podcast live.
Yes,
here.
You are live right at this moment in time.
Watch my language.
Now I'm going to come over to that table shortly with the mic anyway. But nice to be here, isn't it?
Oh, it's an absolute privilege. I was just saying to my dad there, 5 years ago, you were thinking it was more likely that this club would go bust or not be here than sitting in the sun and enjoying ourselves, you know?
It's mental. It is, man. Yeah. We've always been saying there, like, you're sitting here at a marina day before watching the Reds in Europe. What did you think last Thursday?
Unreal. Unbelievable. What was it, 27 seconds?
27 seconds.
Captain
right.
Coyle. Yeah. That's a captain's finish, by the way. I think, was it you that said that? That was a captain's finish, Mark Coyle.
No, it's probably Stewie because he's a professional.
Yeah.
I call him Captain Marvel or some stupid like that. I don't know. Some stupid line I can
out. You watch movies too much.
I wouldn't even. I don't mind. I don't watch films. Don't watch anything. I don't know where that line came from. Copied it off somebody.
But last Thursday was unbelievable. I never thought I'd see it. I've been going since a young fella, and then I got my first season ticket with my dad in 2016, so that was in the dogs, you know.
So you're similar to Ben in that you've experienced way more misery than joy.
That last Thursday was my first European experience. Yeah.
Mad.
I was 5, I think, was when the last European game was on, and so yeah, same as Ben, same as Adzi. Just this is my first time, and I just. Enjoying it, yeah.
Well, Adam, I'm going to make my way over to your table shortly because there's a mob of people there. A few points have been had. Good content over on that table, Ben.
Oh, I'm sure
so
there
go
is.
On, you go get your point and I'll be over to you shortly, right? Tell them to mind our language when I come over.
Yeah, PG.
Yeah, this is a PG podcast. Yeah, Adam really didn't realise we were recording there. So.
No, he kept asking me questions. I was like, point at the recorder.
What were we saying?
Well, I think he thought we were joking because we told him we were recording when he came in. He's
yeah,
like, good one.
And then he came over and just there had seen the recorder on the earphones and I think he believes us now. Where everyone had
the
this
most elaborate prank in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There seemed to be an awful lot of noise from out, I would say from outside our club that team from Gibraltar, like, you know, these will be scrapped. They won't be up to much. They were up to a lot more than I thought they were going to be up to. I don't know what you think, but
yeah, they made the game difficult. I think, like, they managed the game really well. And anyone that said, "Oh, team against Gibraltar," well, the last European experience they had was probably a friendly in Germany.
Oh, you said it, Ben. Look, you want to start firing shots at people here?
No, look, if you want to talk about European experience and yours is getting your flags robbed and battered in Berlin, fair play to you. That's not what I'm about. Yeah, fine. But at the end of the day, they're the ones watching the matches.
Like, yeah. Well, look, how many times, I was saying this to my dad, the amount of times this time of the year would come around at home and you'd be going, oh, I wish I was going off on to a European game now. Like, Derry have had loads of it, Rovers, obviously Bowes, Pats, they've all had Dundalk, great journeys, gone to great countries, and it felt so far away. Again, the sentimentality. I'm trying to park it as much as I can, but it's very hard not to.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to manage, but I think, like, with a lot of that stuff, especially social media wise, I think the managers had the best this year. Some people that hate us more and they like their own games.
That's true. That is 100% true. It's, but I do think it comes from a place where you're not. It's because you're not involved in it. Like, nobody talks about it when you're doing it. Nobody realises how good Europe is. While you're involved in it, it's only when it's taken away that you go, oh, like, if you ask me that, I know he regaled you with a few stories there.
Some great tales. I think any of those stories should be told, especially for new Reds, young Reds,
yeah,
even old Reds. Bring the memories back. I think your dad should be on this podcast, should get a segment at the very least.
You never know, that day might come.
Then he can slag you like everyone else does.
Yeah, well, look, that's. Pound parcel, good content, that's what you want. I'm very scared here. I just keep stopping and looking over at the marina. And
yeah, it's like, this is not my usual podcast at all.
It's definitely not. So, going into, we're recording this Wednesday. Did I press the record button this time, Ben?
Oh, yes, you did, Steve.
Alright, so let's just have it out. Let's just put it out there. As we said, we're usually either doing it remotely, which is very easy because you have to press the record button or else nothing happens, so you know whether it's recording, or else we're in the studio. Same thing. We spoke for about 20 minutes in, probably?
Yeah, we're pretty much halfway through the podcast.
Yeah, we had some great stuff starting to wind down, and then I realised I didn't press the record button again. I've done it before with this exact recorder.
And as Davey calls that, the Phantom Podcast.
Yeah, and it was so good. I done one with Steve Williams and I done one with Philly Hills and they were brilliant. So many good stories. Willow had great stories about Ollie Byrne and all that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, I never pressed the button. But look, I did this time, so we're here. But if we sound a bit unenthused...
That wasn't recently, by the way.
No.
He's much improved. Yeah, he can do a SoundCloud.
If you think we're not very enthused, it's because this is the second time we've had to do it, and we can't drink, so that's not helping matters either. I'm sitting in a pub in Gibraltar, it's 30 degrees out, and I can't drink because we have work to do.
Yeah,
great fun.
2 pints of water, please.
Yeah, yeah, man. I,
those aguas,
por favor. Yeah, yeah. Don't think the barman was too impressed. Yeah, free tap waters, please, while we sit out on your lovely deck. We are in O'Reilly's, Ben. I wish I could be here tomorrow at 3 o'clock, but in the build up to the game,
it would be mental.
It's going to be chaos. What I would say is they probably want to shift that bunting. There's bunting lying around the place. Obviously there was a big event on, a big final on Sunday, which I'm sure it was packed here for as well, but they probably want to get that bunting down, or it could end up being taken down.
Yeah,
you don't know.
So I think it'll be taken down fairly quickly if it's not removed.
Ben, are we going to win on Thursday tomorrow? Are we going to qualify? Are we going to get through?
Yes.
The correct answer is, how much is the weather and the pitch going to affect it?
I think you'd be ridiculous to say that it will not have an impact, but I think the impact will be a minor impact, if anything, because at the end of the day, these lads are professionals. Not only that, they're absolutely mentality monsters. I don't think they will drop their levels in any way, because I don't think they'll be allowed to drop their levels.
Yeah, it's kind of as simple as that. Like, it's not going to be an option. The only thing about, I know the heat and all that can be a leveler, and the pitch, but we're playing Oriel, so no, it's not going to be any worse than that, I wouldn't have thought. But
surely, like, an Astro favours a lot of players.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Will Jarvis on an Astro, I think.
Yeah, well, the same when he did to that poor lad for the goal last Thursday. I should know this because I have loads of commentary notes. Eaton Jolly was his name. But
sure, he had two of them dancing for him.
Yeah.
He didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
He was being covered by two men pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
The whole game.
I'd be fairly confident that if we, they have to come out at some stage.
They're not wrong.
They are going to have to come out at some stage because they're losing the tie. There's obviously no away goals anymore, so they're going to have to open up at some stage. So if it is kind of nil all at half time or whatever, I'd be very confident of catching them out going the other way. And they're only in pre-season. They haven't even played pre-season friendlies. So, like, your fitness levels from only at the start of the pre-season, I think that levels off with
the heat.
If the Shells players might struggle with the heat, you're probably going to find a bit of a middle ground there, I would have thought. But again, I'm not the one going to be running around in 30 degree heat tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so
that is true.
Or well, 5 o'clock if you're at home, isn't it? Yeah, 5 o'clock Irish time, 6 o'clock Gibraltar time. Yeah, that's the right one. Changes, can you see anything, any team changes, any personnel changes? I'd be surprised if we don't see Boydie. Don't know. No, I said this before, the home game as well, and he didn't play. He came on, of course, but
he's a handful when he comes on, though.
Yeah.
Like, you saw for the goal, the penalty.
Yeah.
Like, he just,
it was so simple. We'd been talking to, I'd been mentioning to Stewie on the commentary, you know, kind of like, what do we need to do different, or what, like, is the, what will we change the game? Stewie just kept saying, get the ball in the box. So you haven't crossed the ball in, and their two centre backs were kind of struggling. So Stewie's thing was, just get the ball in the box, why are we not getting it in? And sure enough, the penalty comes from ball into the box, wasn't it? Martin flicked it on for Boydie dropped it off, and then the foul came. So
simple but effective.
Yeah, very, very effective. But
he does that so well, and I think a benefit of Boydie with the UEFA referees is he doesn't have his reputation.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, justice for Boydie.
So, which, look, the reputation is a disgrace, and I think he's horribly mismanaged by referees.
Yeah. We've a referee from Czechia tomorrow, I believe. He's meant to be a good L ref. So I believe. So look. But again, that's not going to be an excuse. It's not.
No.
It's not going to. There can't be excuses. Like, you're such a huge opportunity. Like, you're going into the tie head. You know more about Joseph's now than you did this time last week. Without like piling pressure or anything like that on, like, it's a great opportunity.
But like, in terms of how they played, I don't think going direct they weren't great. I don't, like, they didn't have a bad game. I think they managed the game really well. I think their threat comes mainly from set pieces.
Yeah.
I think they really threatened from set pieces. Obviously, saw the corner. They have a long throw as well. I don't know if you noticed.
I'm always a big fan of lump the ball into the box.
They just, I think, two or three times just threw the ball long into the box, so that'll have to be dealt with. Like, cause
they're physically big as well.
They're a very big size as well, so you can see why they use that long throw in. Mm-hmm. But I think they'll utilise that an awful lot. I think that could be a factor in the game that will need to be managed.
And that physical size, that doesn't always come across, like, from when you're watching the game in the stand, like from a height, everyone kind of looks the same. But we were in the tunnel before the game, like when they came out to do their walk around, I was like, Jesus, they are big lads. And for the first time ever, I would be confident in saying Erba Mate was being drank in Talbot Park. For anyone that doesn't know, it's the stuff, it's in like a cauldron. It's basically like herbs and shite, isn't it? Like healthy stuff.
Yeah.
You mix it with water. Messi is always drinking it when you see him walking into games. But there was one of them, I turned to Alan Smith and I said, we have arrived in Europe because people are drinking herbal drinks. Usually it's like a bottle of Lucozade or something like that. But they are a very physically big team, and I think, didn't the manager say in his post-match, that was the reason that Boydie came on, was to give the bit of more physicality maybe from the set pieces. Just double checking to make sure it's recording.
He just does it so well. I think he also has that ability to change the game. I think when you bring him in, it doesn't take him that second or two to get caught. Like, he's just straight into the game. Like, it seems like there's no adjustment time for him, which is really weird because, like, it's obviously not easy to come into a game, I'd imagine. So, but he just comes in and affects it straight away most of the time.
It's the only area I could maybe see a change. Fairness, Evan Caffrey was very unlucky to miss out on last Thursday. Very unlucky.
Very.
But at the same time, could you look at anyone that played last week and say they don't deserve to start on this Thursday? Like, I know Matty was taken off, but it wasn't an injury either. It was just
a
tactical thing. He said he needed more height in the box basically for the set pieces. So, but like, if I was any player in that starting 11, I was left out tomorrow, I'd be gone. Jeez, that's
it's
harsh.
It'd be a tough one. It would be a tough one to leave anything out. There was a lot of consistency in that performance. Like, they played like a team top of the league. They played like a team with, there was a real edge to the team. I thought, like,
there was, 100%. And like that, I'd say a lot of that comes from the start. Like, when you score after 27 seconds, you're going to stick your chest out a bit and be like, right, I've arrived.
JJ was brilliant again.
Ah,
JJ, I think, is the most underrated player in the league.
He is.
I'm going to say and I know it could be controversial.
Oh, but do you remember the interview the manager did in his first year, and he said that he believed he had some of the best midfielders in Ireland?
Everyone laughed at him.
He was scoffed out of the building. And now Mark Coyle is probably the best midfielder in the league at the moment, on form. Like, if you did a team of the season now, Mark Coyle undisputedly is in that team. He has to be. And for people to actually go and watch games, JJ would be. The turnaround he's had has just been, and JJ was always good for Shells, but he kind of played a bit of a different role. He was more kind of, he'd sit there and he'd get the ball and he'd move the ball. Now some of the defensive stuff he's doing,
he's just operating on a whole other level this
year.
I absolutely love it when he gets the ball and Jarvis is legging it and it looks like he's going out wide and he plays a little ball into the half,
the little one back inside.
It's just magic. And someone can just pick it up from those half spaces, turn, create a chance. Like, you know it's coming.
But I'm smiling here because I can see the exact pass you're talking about.
But like, you know it's coming, but there's nothing you can do about it.
It's like Jarvis dropping the shoulder. You know it's coming, but like, for the goal, forget about it. You're not getting anywhere next or near him. I don't really know what to talk. I just wish we were sitting here having a load of points doing this. You probably couldn't broadcast, I wouldn't say.
I think we might lose our jobs.
Look, we're coming over to your table now in about 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah, we're recording.
Sorry, is that all stopped?
Yeah, you're being recorded. No, I'm not taking it out. So, we're planning to come over to you in 2 or 3 minutes.
Cool.
We're going to have a little chat. A little chat with the table.
A little chat about Europe.
Yeah.
The Reds in Europe.
Oh, empty handed.
Look. We'll be over to you for a bit of crack. Are you happy to be here?
Of course we are.
Suffered for long enough.
Long enough. Jesus. As I said to my kids, I brought them down to Talca Park
when they're only kids. No, right, yeah, go for it. I brought them down to Talca Park when they're only kids. They're only, what, 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
Hold on a Friday evening, just them and myself. We parked down there along Botanic, and then we go, because my idea was, you know, they're watching the Premiership on telly. He said, no, come on down and see real football. Come down and see real football. Come down and have the atmosphere in the ground, you know, and shout at the players, and you know, and I feel it.
It feels real, yeah.
Absolutely.
Feel, that's the most important bit.
There's the three of them are here with me now for this game, which whoever thought we'd get this far. But of the three of them, I've got one. He just eats, lives, and dreams. It's all shells.
Adam.
You know, Adam, yeah. You know Adam. Yeah. And, like, no matter what you say, like, the house, we're a Liverpool house as well, like, from the Premiership.
Yeah.
If Adam's asked to put two teams together, he'd put shells above Liverpool any day.
Yeah.
He's true and true, you know. He's a man. It's his life.
Yeah.
During COVID, I drove him down. He was part of the media team.
Yeah, he was volunteering with us.
And I think he did a bit with the girls, whoever.
Yeah.
I drove the little... I won't say it, down to do your work with you, and I sat outside the feckin' ground waiting for him in the car for him to come out. I'm sitting on.
You should have pulled rank and said, here, I'll go
in. Richmond Road in
the
car for an hour and a half, 2 hours waiting on him to come out. But look, it's his passion.
Yeah.
And look, it's great to see. I'm thrilled for him to see this.
Yeah.
And it'll be great to see this go forward, you know.
And when did you start going to Shells games? Was it just then when you brought the lads down, or how long are you going?
I go back. But I'll tell you exactly when I started following Shells. Well, I have some family members. My mother's brothers were Shells going way back. They didn't influence me. I played years ago. I played football with Harold's Cross Youth Club. And there was a man called Paddy Brennan. We called him Tubby Brennan. He worked at the library in UCD. And believe it or not, the man only died. He passed away last year only. A genuine gentleman, but absolutely amazing. He was the manager of our team. We were an under-14 team down on Harold's Cross. And when we'd play our game on a Sunday morning down there in the Our Lady of Rosary Park, we'd all have to meet in the Greyhound Stadium. There might be 50 or 100 people.
Yeah.
And maybe 60 or 70 of them thought it was Greyhound racing.
Yeah.
You know, but that's when I started following Shells.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, and I'd be...
So what year would that be, roughly?
That would be 73, 72, 73, 74.
So you've had the whole thing. You've had Shells been absolutely terrible. Then you had Shells
up to the Ollieburn days.
And then you had Shells were terrible again. And now we're back on there.
Yeah, and we're still here.
Yeah.
We're still here. Look, it's... I say it's in your blood, it's probably an overstatement, but it's there. It's in your DNA, isn't it? You know what I mean? You pick your team and you stick with it.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's the same way. That's how I start going to games, was with my dad. Like, my dad brought me on the boogie. I had no choice. I was going to the game.
That
was the end of it.
Yeah.
And then it just... You said it does, it bleeds into people.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it. Once you're in, you're in.
Actually, you've used the term to say it bleeds into people. There's no bigger evidence of that than to look at Adam.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 5 foot diddly squat, he's 6 foot more than diddly. You know, and the size of him and everything out of him, he oozes Shells out of every cell in his body. You know.
What's your name? Sorry, we didn't even get
your name. My name is Albert.
Albert.
And I have my name on the jersey.
I tell you, look.
It's on the jersey.
That's real European stuff.
Which I think. Oh, it would have been lovely to see him wear that jersey. But I think it was a beautiful thing by the club to put all the names of those who supported him through COVID on the jersey. You could maybe keep it going another year or so. But look, I know there's always commercial reasons for this, that and the other. But it might have been, just with their first venture into Europe, it might have been nice to wear that jersey tonight. But anyway, it's only a personal opinion.
It would have been, actually.
Yeah, it would have been lovely. Been a nice touch, I think.
Yeah.
But look.
Right, Ben, let's go over to the table. Come on.
I'm going.
Let's go over and get a few stories.
That's enough.
No, we're still going. I'll take it out, don't worry. that man needs to use the toilet.
I'm a reserve keeper today.
Sure, hope not, because the game's tomorrow. Right, Ben, let's go. Have I all my stuff there? Gents, how are we?
Whatever Albert said.
No. We're all friends here. Right, I want names. Adam, we know Adam.
That's me, yeah.
Names?
Dave. Darren O'Keefe.
Dave, Darren,
Michael.
So, who belongs to Albert?
Shells, Dave, and Michael.
Obvious. Right, so.
Is it?
Adam, your dad was telling a story there. You, during COVID, you'd done a bit of volunteering in the club with us. You were doing the laptop, updating LITV, all that kind of stuff.
The professional button presser.
Yes, exactly. But got you into games. And he told us a story that he sat outside the ground while you were gone in, you had to just drop it.
Yeah.
do you know, I've offered the man the place and said, you know what, this is how the laptop works. Yeah. You go on in there and get away.
He's almost in his 70s now.
Yeah, well, he gave up the ghost because he told us what year he started going for matches, so yeah. He can do the maths on that one.
Yeah.
How did we get here? Or what way did you just go? Were you?
We did Dublin to Liverpool, layover for about, what, three hours? And then Liverpool.
About 4 points worth, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then Liverpool to Malaga, and then we got like a shuttle transfer from Malaga to, we're staying on the other side of the border.
I think yeah, a lot of people are doing that.
The Campo de Gibraltar, so everybody knows about that.
We arrived in there and there was 30 Shells fans getting off the bus to check it out there. I was like,
yeah, it's slowly starting to fill up. Like, we got here Tuesday, wasn't really anyone around at all. Shells gear, but like, we got up this morning for a little walk and it's starting to bleed in. There's another lad walking in just as we speak.
Did you just go on the flight with the players, was it?
Yeah, we were on the charter, so.
Yeah. FOC.
Saying none of this record, saying none.
None
of your business. None of your business. So, when he's gone home Friday?
Saturday evening.
Same way back,
myself and Mick and one of our cousins who couldn't make it this time. Touch wood.
Yeah.
We've booked. Zurich,
so. Oh, Adam, brave,
smacking that one.
Very brave. Right, so are we going to win tomorrow? What are we saying?
We'll take a draw, won't we?
Absolutely, yeah. A draw gets you through. So
I'm going to say it's going to be a draw tomorrow.
A draw, no, yeah.
I think they're going to win it.
And we'll get through. Yeah,
I believe they'll win it. Not by much, but because they don't have to win by much. Just win it.
Yeah, it's one of them. You just find a way.
I was a little disappointed in the first leg.
You were disappointed with it?
Overall, in that we scored after 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it took us 30 minutes to get another shot on goal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was a bit disappointed in that. I've no qualms in saying that.
Yeah.
You know, we're playing against a team that we've literally shell-shocked in the first minute of the game. We should have put them to the sword for another 20 minutes, and then we could have sat back and relaxed.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree. I was commentating with Chewy, and he said that. He said it feels like they've kind of realised 1-0 up and they kind of slowed down a little bit or whatever it was. But team-wise, same 11 for you? Would you make changes? Who do you want in?
I'd love to see Coyley play the whole 90, to be honest. I know he's been kind of coming back from something.
Yeah, I'd say with his level of effort, he'd be doing very well to play 90 minutes tomorrow in the heat, I would imagine.
I think, again, Gaffer knows best, as they say, but I think Cafo definitely deserves a start.
Yeah, me and Ben were talking about that over there. Yeah. He was very
unlucky. Ben Hannigan could do a job.
Luke,
he could do a job. He could.
Favorite Shells player of all time?
Oh, Ben Hannigan.
Yeah.
Oh, big
by
Ben.
By a mile. Yeah. Fill us in on him for like.
No.
Notice people listening here that weren't even born.
Ben was a journeyman professionally. He really was. He played for Shells. He played for Rovers, I think. If memory serves. Oh God, I can't remember many people, but. Everywhere he played, he put his heart and soul into the game. Great player.
Liking him to somebody in the squad now.
I couldn't even do that now, don't.
Is he a mix of a couple?
No. The game is different from then to now. Totally different. You can't compare.
Yeah,
it's like apples and oranges.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd agree with that.
It's the game I'm watching when I go to Talca Park with the lads. I need to say Shelbourne Park.
There's your age coming out again.
But the game I'm watching with the lads here, it's totally different to the games I watched when I was 9, 10, 11 year old going to League World of Football.
Yeah.
Or even what you watch on television.
It's a totally different game. Yeah.
You know, it's apples and oranges. Yeah. So you can't. I think it's very unfair.
So who is your favourite current player in the squad now?
Oh, God.
Who's your main man? Who's your number one on the team sheet?
Well, I did like Mark Coyle, but I'm looking at our young Mr. Woods.
Harry Woods, you're a Harry Wood man.
Jury's still out yet, but let's wait and see.
Don't know about the barn it now, mind you.
It can't be as bad as who was that? Oh, Mr. O'Driscoll. Can't be as bad as
all the shots. Okay. Favorite player, current player.
Don't pull shots at it.
Favorite current player. Yeah. Oh, that is a question.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Is there an answer? Great question. I'm gonna go JJ. Doesn't get the respect he deserves.
JJ
doesn't get the respect he deserves sometimes.
Totally agree.
I say Kamal Ewich.
I would be Eva Caffrey as well. He's been sensational this year as well. The development over the last 2 years has been sensational.
Stepped up to the mark massively.
Really, he's playing some super stuff.
Ben thinks.
But I go, JJ is underrated by everyone, I think.
Ben thinks JJ is the most underrated player in the league.
I don't know about the league, but he's big time underrated by everyone.
Yeah.
He'd be up there.
I said Camo. I think every time, even last season, he barely started.
Yeah.
Every time he came in, he didn't put a foot wrong. And I think that's the reason why he's very hard to replace.
He's keeping Shane Griffin on the bench. I know Griffin's injured, but he's fit now and he's still...
I think he has like that spot now. Tyreek is kind of... They're trying to put Tyreek in elsewhere. I think he has that left back spot for himself. Like
Adam, favourite current player?
Padster.
Yeah?
Padster, yeah. He can play 90 minutes, keep a clean sheet and have about 10 JD and Cokes afterwards.
Man of the people. Man of the people.
Exactly.
Favourite current player?
Oh, it's Coyle. And I was won over, I think it was a season or two ago. Coyle was playing against Rovers at home. And we were playing five of the back duffer early system, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was basically, he made that two-man midfield into a three-man midfield. And I understand the amount of effort and, you know, he puts in on the pitch is why he can't maybe not play the 90 the whole time. But when he comes off, like, my heart sinks a little bit because he just runs the two men. You know what I mean? He's the heart in that midfield and he just keeps us going. And he also seems very well disciplined and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and I also heard a rumour he shaves his head, which is a good sign for
him. He doesn't have to be bald. That's he's chosen to look like that.
I just love that little optics.
Hardness. That's what it's all about. Right, gents, the pint glasses are building up here on the table. You're obviously enjoying yourselves. Yeah. So I'll leave you at it. Enjoy the game and especially for anyone younger than me, enjoy every minute of this because I can tell you, this does not come around very often. So enjoy every minute.
Thanks for listening to the 1895 podcast, the official podcast of Shelburne FC, Dublin's finest since 1895. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify and subscribe now to never miss a new episode.